It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me, and now it's your chance to join us to play the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. Here are the phone numbers, 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. If you have not played in the last 60 days, you're eligible to get in here, pick a category, take the five questions, try to answer as many as you can, earn a lot of points, and if you get enough points, get a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville. By the way, did you know I'm going to be on a live episode of The Simpsons on Sunday night?
You are?
There are going to be 3 minutes at the end of The Simpsons in which I, Homer J. Simpson, ad lib, answers to questions from viewers.
Really?
And you're asking, how did they do that on an animated show? Don't ask me. I'm an animated character. Not even aware I'm inside of an animated show.
I'm a man in the box.
I just hope they have beer-flavored donuts. Or donut-flavored beer.
Ooh.
Beer.
Also, from Peroni's Pizzeria, we have a gift card. They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. Also, from Werenberg Theater. We have free movie passes, like we have something from Mother's Day, which is crazy because on Mother's Day, we tried to go see the movie Mother's Day, and it was sold out.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Well, I would tell you tonight, don't try to see Friday Night. Probably sold out.
Yes. I know, it probably is. And if you get the clean sweep.
That's all five questions correct in a category.
Yeah. We'll give you a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar on Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to candici's.net.
You know, I haven't watched The Simpsons in a long time, but I'm going to have to remember to set the DVR because I'm curious how they're going to pull this thing off.
I know.
Dan Castellaneta, who does The Simpsons, the Homer voice, is going to be doing it live, and they've got some sort of really cool instant animation thing going on. I don't know how they're doing it, but maybe worth checking out. All right, let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today, and that's you, Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
As the first contestant, you are the one who gets the first opportunity to plug something with what we call the unique broadcast opportunity known as the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. Go right ahead.
All right, well, I've been influenced by Ian to go to Grant's Farm this Saturday. Maybe we'll see if we can get there early enough.
Yes, I would suggest getting there around 8:30.
Tonight.
All right, yeah, well, we'll take the chance and
pop them there
up.
You go.
What I always say, beat the crowds, go when they're closed. It's really it's never crowded at night.
Like you're waiting for those blockbuster doorbuster sales on Black Friday.
or a new iPhone.
Yes.
Yeah, just get there the night before, no problem. All right, Jeff, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And you tell me which of the categories you would like of the three that will come spilling out. We'll have five categories altogether for the five contestants, but the first three are up here. And number one, of course, is have you been paying attention? Category two is Friday the 13th, which is today. Or you can have sports week.
I say Friday the 13th.
Okay. This category has nothing to do with Friday the 13th. It has to do with the number 13. And now we put a number that looks like a 6 and a 0. That's 60 seconds. We put that on the clock. And let's play the Harris Challenge. Jeff, in the film rating PG-13, what does PG stand for?
Parental guidance.
Correct. On the first flag of the United States of America, of the 13 stripes, are more of them red or white?
Red.
Correct. Name one of the two actors besides Tom Hanks who went around the moon but didn't land in Apollo 13.
Kevin Bacon.
And Bill Paxton is the other one. Which singer considers 13 so lucky that she writes the number on her hand at her concerts because she was born on December 13th? Is it Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, or Rihanna?
Lady Gaga.
Taylor Swift. Five-pointer, you need this for the win. In the movie Ocean's 13, who played the casino owner that George Clooney, Brad Pitt, and the rest take down? I'm sorry, what, who, where? No answer.
Carlos.
Oh, you're very, very close. It's Al Pacino.
Oh, Carlos.
Oh, Al Pacino.
Al Pacino and his lovely, yummy sidekick, Ellen Barkin, in that movie.
Ooh.
My future ex-bride. Jeff, let's see how you did here. You got 1, 2, 3, a total of only 6 points. And as you know, on the Harris Challenge, if you don't get 8 points or better, you don't win. And worse than that, you have to be punished.
Oh.
This week for our punishment music, we go back to the big concert announcement that happened a few days ago of the concert that's going to happen in October in California. Mike Evans is like 5 minutes away from where this is going to happen. It's going to have the Rolling Stones and The Who and Neil Young and Roger Waters and Paul McCartney and that wonderful song stylist of children's music, Mr. Robert Zimmerman.
Oh, goodness.
Sometimes I think you should bring back the 6 degrees of separation of Kevin Bacon game.
Oh, yeah.
He played knick-knack on my thumb with a knick-knack daddy went to the dog a
bone. This old man came rolling home. Okay, that's enough. We have the isolated harmonica track. Let's hear a little bit more of that.
Well, thanks.
All right, Jeff. Have a great weekend. Thank you very much for playing. And we go to our next contestant. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something.
Just looking forward to a Blues win on Sunday.
Let's hope so. See if we can get them into the Stanley Cup playoffs. One more series they got to win. Do we know who they're going to play?
The Sharks.
Yes.
Playing the Sharks.
All right. Let's see if they can do better than the Jets did.
We need to
thank you. I'll take
Joe
West Side
Thornton's
Story references for 300, Alex.
Oh, man.
I need to pull Joe Thornton's beard off. That beard, that scraggly
beard
thing.
Beard off.
Beard. Beard. What did I say?
Did it sound like beard off to me?
Did he say something about Dan Dierdorf?
I did, yeah.
All right. Which category would you like here, Tom? We have you been paying attention, Sports Week, or our new third category, the Business Page?
Why don't I try Sports Week?
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who became the first NBA player to be the unanimous choice for MVP this
Stephen
week?
Stephen Curry.
Correct. Yesterday was the 50th anniversary of the first game played at the second Busch Stadium. Who did the Cardinals play that day? Was it the Cubs, the Braves, or the Phillies?
Pass.
Which former NFL star did his last appearance as Kelly Ripa's co-star today?
Michael Strahan.
Correct. Which major league pitcher struck out 20 batters in a game this week, tying
Max
the record
Scherzer
of the Nationals? Correct. In what state did a school board approve spending $62.8 million on a
Texas
high school football stadium that'll seat 12,000 people? It is McKinney, Texas. Now back to the two-pointer for the clean sweep. Who did the Cards play on the first game at Busch Stadium 2? Was it the Cubs, the Braves, or the Phillies?
The Phillies.
That day, the Cardinals beat the Atlanta Braves 4-3 in 12 innings.
Oh, man, I thought it was the Phillies, too.
Yeah. Tom, you got yourself 13 points, though, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prize, and I will meet contestant number 3. Hi, Gene.
Hi. How are you, Paul?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something.
Go Cardinals, go Blues.
Okay. Well, let's see what we have here left on the category scoreboard. You have you been paying attention? The business page, or our new third category, the international desk.
Wow. I really kind of wanted Sports Week, so I'm going to have to go with have you been paying attention?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Gene. Good luck. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What did Budweiser announce would be the new name on its bottles and cans for the next 6 months?
America.
Yeah, I would have gone with Beery McBeerface, but they went America. What animal was named the national mammal of the United States this week?
Oh, my God.
Which 60 Minutes correspondent is retiring after this Sunday's show? Who told Good Morning America this week that although he's not on the ballot, quote, I think I would have made the best president, unquote?
Pass.
What did NASA announce this week? The Kepler Space Telescope has found 1,284 more of...
Black holes.
Planets. Back to the two-pointer. What animal was named the national mammal of the USA this week?
I can't remember.
How about the 60 Minutes correspondent who's retiring after this Sunday's show?
Mike Wallace.
No, Mike Wallace is dead. It's Morley Safer. And the person who told GMA, I think I would have been the best president.
I did not pay attention, apparently.
Well, I guess you did not pay attention. Vice President Joe Biden, who didn't run because his son Beau died and right. He was too emotionally distraught. And it's the bison that is the national mammal.
Yeah, I can see the picture in the Post-Dispatch. But
I know it's right. It's in front of me here, Gene. But thank you for confirming me.
No problem.
By the way, about the America beer, I have a friend who's really into microbreweries who does not like Budweiser, and now he has to tell people, I hate America. He's not happy about this.
I think it's only through the Olympics, though, right?
No, it's through the election.
Oh, the election? I thought it was only through the Olympics.
No, they're doing it for 6 months.
Oh, wow, okay.
Gene, you got only that one for 1 point, and that means you have to be punished as well. Mr. Dillon?
This old man, he paid to eat a knick-knack on a sheet of the knick-knack. Better wipe and kick the dog a bone. This old man came a-rolling home.
I'm glad we had that isolated track. It helps a lot. Gene, have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
All right, thanks, Paul.
I love this punishment music.
I know you do. Here's our fourth. I'm glad we don't have the bagpipes version.
Yeah.
Scott, welcome to the show.
Hey, Paul.
Hi. 5 seconds to plug something.
I'll just plug my beautiful daughter, Kayla, is graduating from Lindenwood on Saturday, and she went to high school with your daughter.
Oh, wow. I think I know Kayla.
You do?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. My daughter's about to graduate as well. Of course they would if they went to school at the same time in the same class. And
congratulations.
Don't you feel like now that you don't have to pay that bill, you got a raise?
Absolutely. I just bought a new car. Got Johnny Londo, by the way.
Yeah. Hey. In other words, like me, you're thinking, it's all about me now.
I can't wait for that feeling.
Yeah, Dan's got 3 more years. He just moved Alyssa out of the dorm this week. How'd that go, by the way?
My back is killing me. And then I had to cut the grass today. So, man, I'm all kinds of hurting.
Well, now she's home. She can cut the grass.
Darn right.
Which category would you like here, Scott? Scott. We have the business page or the international desk?
Oh, Lord. Let's go with the business page.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who is auctioning off the gun he used to kill Trayvon Martin?
George Zimmerman.
Correct. What did Apple invest $1 billion in this week? The music streaming company Pandora, the glass company Corning, or the Chinese equivalent of Uber?
Chinese equivalent of Google.
Of Uber, actually. Yeah, you got
it
right.
Uber, sorry.
Which two office supply companies wanted to merge but were stopped by the Federal Trade Commission this week?
Let's guess Office Max and Office Depot.
No, it's Staples and Office Depot.
Ah, crap.
What did an angry customer at Jim Butler Chevrolet use to hit a police officer over the head last week? A spare tire, a prosthetic arm, or the bumper of a Camaro?
Gotta be a prosthetic arm.
Of course it does. What is new at a Burger King in Helsinki, Finland? A, a sauna. B, an all-vegan cheeseburger. C, a pay-whatever-you-want policy.
Oh, let's go with a vegan cheeseburger.
One in three Finns has a spa, so Burger King installed a 15-person sauna, which, by the way, you can go to for the low, low price of $283.
Good grief.
At a Burger King.
Wow.
Here's one thing I don't want to see when other guys are naked in the sauna. Is that a Whopper?
Oh. Is that included in the number one?
It's a combo, yes.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, it's $283 for the sauna, fries, and a shake.
Yeah.
Let's see, Scott. You got the Zimmerman, you got the Uber, and you got the arm. 1, 2, and 4. Oh, that's only 7 points.
Rat.
Yeah.
My first punishment.
Well, here it comes.
This old man, he paid three, he paid knick-knack on that leather knick-knack. Daddy went to the dog a bone, this old man came a-rolling home.
I like like Dan's version better.
Who doesn't? Thanks very much for playing.
Almost identical.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great graduation weekend, Scott.
You do the same, sir.
Thank you very much. And now we bring in our final contestant. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how are you?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something.
Just hoping my son and I have a great trout fishing trip this weekend.
Oh.
All right. Where are you going?
Rockbridge, Missouri.
Well, I hope you don't get caught in the rain tonight, because
yeah,
the rest of the weekend's supposed to be dry Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
What?
What was that?
That was Bob Dylan going, yeah.
Do not, clear I, the bounds.
I told you, do not inhale on the harmonica.
Oh, sorry.
Matt, the category is the international desk. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which European city has Sadiq Khan become the first Muslim mayor of?
Yeah.
Which country is accused of running a state-sponsored doping program that helped at least 15 athletes win medals at the 2014 Olympics?
Pass. I have no idea.
Which missing plane from March 2014 did Australian investigators find wreckage from this week?
Malaysian Airlines.
Correct. Flight 370. In what country was President Dilma Rousseff impeached by its legislature this week?
Pass.
In which Canadian province was the town of Fort McMurray devastated by wildfires last week that made every newscast?
Alberta.
That's correct. Back to the one-pointer. Which European city has Sadiq Khan become the first Muslim mayor of?
London.
That's correct. How about the country with the state-sponsored doping program? That was Russia, actually. And Dilma Rousseff has been impeached as the president of Brazil. By the way, Sadiq Khan, first Muslim mayor of London, will not, of course, be allowed into the country after President Trump is in charge. Too bad. Sorry. Matt, let's see how you did there. You got the 1, the 3, and the 5. Hey, that's 9 points for the win. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Have fun with your son this weekend, and thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. If you've missed previous editions, you can find them on my website, harrisonline.com. And come back here every Friday afternoon at 5:15 and play along live here on the big 550 KTRS, available free around the world via the KTRS app.